And you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Doug McVeigh. We'll be back in a month to continue our examination of drugs, drug cultures, and the influence of drugs on society. Thanks again for listening. This is Doug McVeigh saying so long. So long!
You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
Dr. Zom's Stereo Obscura. Offbeat sounds for talented listeners. Broadcasts every other Wednesday at 10 p.m.
There was heaven, and there was earth.
Después de esa pieza, vamos a escuchar una comunicación simpática y cruel con años.
That's Dr. Zom's Stereo Obscura. Every other Wednesday from 10 to midnight, here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
Blessings, Ashe, Salam.
Peace to Sophia Bukhari,
Albert Nuh Washington,
Herman Ferguson,
Richard Mafundi Lake,
Marilyn Butt,
Kouassi Balogun,
Phil Africa,
Melvin Dixon,
Delbert Africa,
Oscar Washington,
Iafulani Suni Ali,
Luis Rodriguez,
Afeni Shakur,
Hugo Pinnell,
Mondo Wilanga,
Eddie Hatcher,
Herman Wallace,
Robert Webb,
Bashir Hamid,
Lolita LeBron,
Teddy Jahi,
Geronimo G. Jaga,
John Trudell, Fred Hampton.
From the most oppressive system in humanity's existence, disproportionate penalties, a stiffer sentence for political beliefs. They sit in prison and may never be released. From opposition, abolition is the key. We see no justice, so you know there is no peace. Systemic genocide inside the belly of the beast. What's beef? Being targeted for your beliefs. Politicians are cheap, and the captains are police. State agencies, they hunt you down in the streets. They want you dead or locked up if your philosophy is a product of history. Strategic victory results when the culture works to achieve principles and passion. Commitment to action, the greatest threat to oppression. They can't let that happen. They want to crush your dreams, destroy your hope. Peace to Zuniata, Asada, and Russell Schultz. Free them all, let the walls of Jericho fall. Free them all, Mutulutu, Mumia.
Free them all. them all. That Jericho movement gon' free them all. Behind these walls, behind them walls, that Jericho movement gon' free them all.
From before this place was a country, dissenters have had to pay by getting hanged at the gallows or by getting locked away. Rise up against the empire, try to break your chains, or in any way challenge the power of those who hold the reins. Railroad people to prison with charges pinched from air, till we meet your firing squads and your electric chairs. From before the FBI was formed to the surveillance state of now, you'll know it's the revolution. I'll tell you how when we free them all.
Free them all, let the walls of Jericho fall. Free them all, Mutulutu, Mumia.
Free them all. Free them all, free them all. That Jericho movement gon' free them all. Behind these walls, behind them walls, that Jericho movement gon' free them all. Justice, education, retribution, integrity. This coalition organized, it has the recipe. Honoring all those who led before and next to me. From the BTP to that AIM movement, that's the type of schooling that my pop's doing. Peace to all prisoners of dictator politics. We fight to abolish it, dedicate to stopping it. Free them all is the call, the movement's Jericho. Revolution not televised, but in stereo. I heard being woke is the first call to action. I've been doing that since before I knew fractions. Mr. President, on behalf of the residents, free Mumia and Leonard Peltier. Y'all been doing this for over 500 years. Free Bill Dunn and my Udo Oso Blanco in solidarity, Sabah, till I go.
Free them all, let the walls of Jericho fall. Free them all, Mutulutu, Mumia.
Free them all, free them all, free them all. That Jericho movement gon' free them all. Behind these walls, behind them walls, that Jericho movement gon' free them all.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning. You are tuned into Culture in Motion, KBOO.FM, KBOO 90.7 FM, community radio. We're here in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Mike Crenshaw. This is your once monthly iteration of Culture in Motion, where we talk about the intersection between music, culture, activism, politics. We were just listening to a track called Free 'Em All, produced by and featuring Opium Sabah from San Francisco, myself, Mike Crenshaw, and David Rovics. This is from an album called Take the Power Back, and there's a record release show Friday, November 4th, 2022, 8 p.m. at the Jack London Review. It's in downtown Portland. We've had Opium Sabah and Adam Carpinelli, who've been on the air before on Culture in Motion, but we're having Opium talk to us tonight from the Bay. Opium, how you doing, bro? Yeah, that's Elijah. Opium, aka Elijah. How you doing, fam?
I'm good. Glad to be here with y'all tonight.
Right on. So what's going on down in the Bay?
Man, you know, just maintaining, trying to stay in this this good fight and you know, raise awareness.
You said the good fight. What good fight is that you're referring to?
The good fight of, you know, fighting back and standing up against oppressors and oppression. And also, you know, speaking about the work that I do with Jericho, which is an organization that helps political prisoners and prisoners of war. And the song you just heard, Free 'Em All, was basically a dedication to Jericho and to the political prisoners that we've helped in the past and present.
If people wanted to find out about Jericho and want to do support work or even something as simple as writing letters to political prisoners and learning more about the stories of different political prisoners, how do they find that information online?
They would go to jerichomovement.org.
Okay. So that's JERICHO movement.org. How long have you been involved with Jericho?
I've been involved with Jericho probably since the mid 2000s, and I do apologize. It's JerichoMovement.com.
Okay, JerichoMovement.com. I'll spell that out again during the show. But so yeah, you said since the earlier 2000s?
Yeah, since the earlier 2000s. I got involved with them at a show I did for a Black Panther Party anniversary party, and I really just really spoke to me the work they were doing in the community. My father, Shebi Sabah, rest in peace, is a world music producer. He pretty much pioneered the world music scene here in the Bay Area, but he was very active with the Black Panther Party and the breakfast program back in the day. So you know, that was a big part of my upbringing. So when I met them, it just really spoke out to me, and I wanted to get more involved with what they were doing besides, you know, my message and using my voice within music.
Word up. So you've been a musician for as far as a DJ as well as a beat maker and an instrumentalist. How long have you been doing that work?
Well, I mean, I've pretty much been around music my whole life, ever since I can remember. My father was, you know, producing music and was a DJ. I started emceeing and rapping in the early 90s, probably around 91, and was fairly a long time after that. I got more into DJing and stuff like that through influence from my father, and I had a big influence with traditional music from North Africa, the Middle East, and India growing up. So that has very much transcended into my music now.
Uh-huh. And have you spent a lot of time in those parts of the world as an artist, or just as a person, a traveler, or somebody whose ancestors are, you know, descendants are from those regions?
I have. I was very lucky and fortunate to do a lot of traveling as a child, and in my late teenage years, I've been to India and Morocco. And one really beautiful thing about traveling and about music and hip hop in general is that it's very much a universal language. And everywhere I went, even though there were language barriers and whatnot, through hip hop, I was able to connect and work with a lot of people.
Okay. I can dig that. So you've got music available probably on SoundCloud and other places online. I really dig the production you did for this Free 'Em All song. That video, by the way, to our listeners, is available on YouTube. Free 'Em All, featuring Mike Crenshaw, David Rovix, Opium Sabah. Opium Sabah is spelled opium, right? You spell it, or do you spell it O, the letters O-P-M?
No, I spell it out the normal way. So it's O-P-I-U-M, Sabah, S-A-B-B-A-H. And if people want to find me on all your major streaming sites or Instagram or your social medias, it's OPIUM_SABBAH.
What is that Sabah? What does that word translate to in English?
So basically, Sabah means of the morning, and in North African music and culture of Rai music, which specifically comes from Algeria and Tunisia, a lot of the singers, their first names of their artist name is Sheb, which means sun, and Sabah means of the morning. So it's also a kind of ode and dedication to my father, whose name was Shebi Sabah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Word. And it, of course, people, I have to ask this. I'm going to be the devil's advocate and say what some people might wonder. You know, we just heard people talking about this opioid crisis. You know, people are overdosing in record numbers and dying, fentanyl, oxy, whatever. So opium, what is the choice there? What's the history of your choice?
Right. So yeah, the history of that is that basically what actually got me into hip hop music was being a graffiti artist in San Francisco in the early 90s. And when I started writing as a graffiti artist, my tag name was OPM. And when I started to get into music, a lot of people knew me from being a graffiti artist. So it kind of felt right to just keep the name so that people would say like, oh yeah, that's Opium. Mm-hmm. So that's where that came from. And yeah, it's not promoting, you know, opioids or drug use or anything like that. It's just, you know, that was the name everyone knew me by.
That's what's up. That's good to explain it on the air for people, because sometimes it helps to spell things out, you know.
Yeah,
it's real smoky up here. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I've been having some issues today with the air. How are you guys looking down there in the Bay?
It's actually today it was very nice and sunny and clear. So yeah, it's been pretty nice here.
Right on. Well, I'm looking forward to catching you in a few short weeks for this Take the Power Back record release party, Friday, November 4th, 8 p.m. at the Jack London Review. You're also going to be spinning a Global Fusion DJ set down there. So for some of the people that might not know, what type of music can they expect to hear you playing on the wheels?
Yeah, and this is kind of a term that my father and I coined. This was a term that he preferred over the world music term, and basically it's going to be music from around the world. It's definitely going to be a hip-hop influence. I have a lot of hip-hop I spin that comes from France, the Middle East, India, so there's going to be a lot of that basically stuff, you know, with beats that is influenced or comes from different parts of the world.
That's what's up. I can't wait to check it out. Thanks for visiting us down here at KBOO and over the airwaves, and we'll see you soon.
Yes, looking forward to seeing everyone on the 4th, and once again, thanks for having me, and hope to talk and see you guys soon.
All right, Opium, peace.
Peace.
So, you know, we got a few artists on that show aside from Opium, you know, collaborating with us. Libretto, Swiggle Mandela. Shout out to Swiggle making major moves in recent months. But, you know, both those brothers, Libretto, as well as Swiggle, representing multi-generational hip-hop in the city and really all over the world, have been working hard for years. And when you listen to Libretto's music, you listen to Swiggle's music, you're going to hear some of the best hip-hop available for your ears. Additionally, we have a young lion, my man, Talilo Marfil. It's going to be a dope show. So I think, you know, Talilo actually wound up having to back out, but I want to play some of his music tonight anyway. So, you know, Culture in Motion being this intersection, a lot of times we have guests and we do a lot of talking. Tonight we're going to listen to a lot of music because there are some events coming up that are featuring the artists that I want to play. So I'm going to play Bolo by my man Talilo Marfil, Filipino-American hip-hop artist. You're going to hear some Tagalog, native tongue in the Philippines, as well as some English in this song. And he's got a recent video out with featuring Swiggle Mandela and some other artists, you know, just talking about being a proud Filipino American, Pinoy Pinay culture And that video was shot here in Southeast Portland, down by my man Carlos' restaurant, you know, Manga. And it's very dope, so I suggest you check that out. But without further ado, let's check out Bolo tonight on Culture in Motion.
Sigina, Macaco, Filipino Typhoon, yeah.
Who been riding with me through my city? We gon' need the proof. Catch me when I'm slipping, pick me up and I'ma do it too. Way before they talking, we was walking with some latitude. Hit the stage and flip the page, now we got attitude.
I've been rhyming like I've been dying, trying, climbing mountain valleys, lying. Anytime it's numbers posted, I'm in Portland, flying odor. Smell me, Southeast Asian islands with the bolo.
Hit the coast and we up in the roads. You never know what they're going to flow, what they really been about. Been around, wanted to rap it up on the track, and you really wanted to trap, and you claiming that you a killer now, filling them out. Haven't been up with the wild, gotta figure it out. Little brody, gotta sit him down, that ain't how it's done. You don't boast about your guns, that ain't us though. Reload and unload, got a story that's untold. I can feel it, I'm building up on the gun smoke. Another Filipino kid having a blunt roll.
Sige na, talang buhay, sabi ko.
Yeah, loving up what I'm doing with the passion I'm pursuing. I've been all up in the room, putting my heart into the music from the bottom. Gotta be on it, gotta be coming with a lot of combinations. Huh? We're gonna be talking about the chopping like it doesn't wanna stop. Can it be slowed down? What is wrong with my mouth? It just wanna rap as fast and be loud. Flip, pride, my kind is so proud. Had to get it off me. The streets can be a place to weep. I see defeated, all repeats. Psycho siren, siphon light is lit. The candle, people dying. I've been trying, climbing mountains. I've been vibing, meditated on the virus. Still divide us, leave us silent with the mileage. Post about it, they gon' read about it. And they really want it all behind us. Build us all up like some gingivitis. Clean us all up before the extraditis. Bleed us all out before they give us ivy. Seeing all red, but I ain't got devising. What are they devising? They gon' raise the prices while they leave us dead. And I don't want reviving. Yeah, we from the islands and we immigrated. And we on your playlist with a gang of Asians. Who been riding with me through my city? Y'all just with the move. Catch me when I'm slipping, pick me up and I'ma do it too. Way before they talking, we was walking with some latitude. Hit the stage and flip the page, now we got attitude. I've been rhyming like I've been dying, trying, climbing mountain valleys, lying. Anytime it's numbers posted, I'm in Portland, flying odor. Smell me, Southeast Asian islands with the bolo.
Hey, what's a bolo, dude?
What, you're talking to me? This bolo, this is, how do you say, you cut this way, cut that way?
Talilo Marfil coming with that heat. Bolo. Check my man out on all platforms and check out Big Flip, that video. Yeah, he's a fire artist. I love the intersection of culture. It's in alignment, you know, with the title of this show, Culture in Motion. Another artist that's going to be rocking live November 4th at the Jack London Review is somebody I've been working with for over 20 years now. A member of Misfit Massive was when I met him. Back then, he went by Shakespeare Libretto. And we got a song by Libretto that I want to share with you guys tonight called Black Excellence. After we listen to this song, we're going to bring Libretto on the air live and, you know, talk and hear a little bit about his movement, his life, his music, and what he's up to right now. So, for the people, let's get into some of this track called Black Excellence by Libretto.
Yo, you made it back from the dead, you heard? All praise is due to the Almighty Abba in heaven. Blessings flow. Just gotta stay strong, y'all. Hold your head, study, exercise, be healthy, you heard?
Uh-huh.
Check it. Hey yo, yeah, we came up, made it from the bottom, can't tame us, or keep us in a column so dangerous. They blame us for their problems, misery, love's company, and Gomorrah and Sodom, infamous.
but yet they hit the follow. Borrow a piece of my swag to make a fad, they so hollow.
Facts.
After it all, take a bow, we still here.
Yep.
Generations later, fresh out the feds on paper. Four on the tier, one on the rear. A year, halfway house, had the GPS on house arrest. Survived the stress, random piss test. Micromanage aggression, searching my possessions. A king has a role, some confinement, oppression. Every day, celebrate, I don't wait in corrections. And we ain't never going back. Release Dr. Beast with the dreams of a life of hitting the streets again. To celebrate excellence in blackness, conceived on a pissy mattress, vacant cabinets in the kitchen, Tempre's love between boy and girl in the system, completed probation, escaped parole, detained, no bail, they lived your hole, and feel it when you got 6 months to go, so close to home, been surviving on your own, Shabbat shalom, got your headphones on, you hit the yard and roam, focused in the zone, let it be known when you get out that you got it right. Head high, bleeding confidence, secure in the accomplishments they don't like. We go life off struggle in the jungle naked. Return with a fur blanket. Yeah, our DNA is sacred, beloved. Stay strong, seize the time. We gon' make it and take it. Come on. Generation, you heard? Just gotta ease the pace, slow it down a little bit. Don't be in such a rush, it's right there. Listen to the G's, drink lots of water, you heard? It's gonna come.
Bretto, Bretto, what's good, man? I know I caught you at a bad moment. You gotta go, but I appreciate you making time.
Peace, peace, Blake. I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, bro. It's been a minute. I'm looking forward to catching you live with the people on November 4th. Tell us a little bit about that track before you go, bro.
Man, that's Black Excellence off the new record, Rusty Blades, with me and Vitamin D. Black Excellence, man, is simply, you know saying, what it means, man, like rising, getting to that perfected state of mind in a so-called state of blackness, which is our nationality, and just, you know what I'm saying, going from the bottom to the top until you reach that pinnacle. To where, you know what I'm saying, you feel like, you know, you complete, like your cipher's complete, man. And me coming home from the feds, I feel like, you know, I'm not there yet, but I'm working, still working my way there. And that's what this song was about, just a blessing of that mind state.
That's what's up. I can hear the excellence in the music. It comes across, it speaks for itself. It's been a pleasure and inspiring to watch you, you know, get your movement oriented since you touched down. Where can the people find your music online?
Well, it's streaming on all the DSPs, the digital streaming platforms, the Apple Music, Spotify, and you can also cop the physical product at liquidbeatrecords.com or their Bandcamp page actually is bandcamp.com/liquidbeatrecords, and you can cop the cassettes, you can cop the vinyl. There's also some T-shirts out there floating around of the latest artwork from the Rusty Blades project with me and Vitamin D, and also Fat Beats Distribution. If you guys are connected with Fat Beats, you can order the vinyl straight from Fat Beats. That'll be dope. And yeah, man.
That's what's up. I appreciate you making time, bro. Have a good night.
You already know, bro. Much love, Mike. Gore coming soon.
That's what's up. Peace.
Peace.
So yeah, you know how we do in Portland. It's a lot of people in the city. I got my start in terms of being a universally respected hip-hop artist in the city of Portland. So let's think of Portland as a microcosm of the culture, the global culture, you know. I moved here from Minneapolis in my 20s, having rapped as a hobby, as a real live freestyle rapper, somebody who you could give a word to or a topic to, and I could literally go from the top of my head and improv. At times I would get in the zone. We used to call it getting open. They'd hear me going and going and going and say, ooh, Crenshaw's open. He's in the zone. So I came down here to KBOO a couple times. First time, I believe it was close to 1997, if I'm not mistaken. All the realest MCs, those who had the courage and those who could actually freestyle, were determined to let the world know. So we would come down here and get on Kool Nuts radio show, and he had a freestyle battle. And so I came down and did the first battle, and I placed second. The battle was decided, the winner of each battle, we would be in the air room. DJs would put on the instrumentals, and we would rap over the instrumentals. And I think there were 16 MCs in that room that night. I ate all of them up, but the winner was decided by call-in. So there was a brother who got more call-ins on the last battle of the night. It was him and me. I believe his name was Duck, if I'm not mistaken. But he got more calls, but everybody in the room felt like I won the battle. And so that was the first time. And after that, I decided I needed to come back down and do it again. So the second battle I won unanimously. And then everybody in Portland treated me differently than they had prior. So we've got a caller. I'm thinking my man Talilo is on the line. Talilo Marfil. Y'all heard Bolo. What's up, Talilo?
What's cracking? What's going on, Mike?
Hey, man, your movement is cracking. That's what's going on. You got the recent release of Big Flip, the video.
Yep, Big Flip.
You got a bunch of good music out right now. Where can the people find more of your music online?
Everybody can go to, if you're interested in listening to the new releases, you can go to talilomusic.com. That's T-A-L-I-L-O, like Lilo and Stitch, but with the T. And, yeah, music.com. Tap in.
Right on, man. So you've been, you've dealt yourself with incarceration, but you've been out here as an advocate, a peer mentor, working with and for the youth in our community, and using hip-hop to get a lot of people on their feet. Talk about the work that you're doing.
Yeah. I think the work that I do is really rooted in being an immigrant and being a growing up in a marginalized community and being a part of a culture that doesn't have a lot of representation until, I don't know, just recently. Facing a lot of the discrimination growing up and just the dynamics of not having an identity or struggling with my identity. Look like a death sentence trying to find that for myself. So I relate to being poor. I relate to being incarcerated as a youth and struggling with addiction, mental illness, just broken relationships, fear of abandonment, like all that. And I think after my release from prison, once I found the opportunity was given to me to be a mentor, it kind of just fit well with my spirit and my soul to do this work. Number one, because it's needed. And number two, because it's something that resonated with me. Today I run a program called Ascending Float, working with foster youth aging out of the DHS system. There's a lot of kids in DHS, a lot of kids that need support, and the current system isn't doing the best. I mean, they're doing their best, but, you know, for anybody that knows foster care, and just the whole system in general can leave someone even more traumatized just from moving from placement to placement.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important just to have alternative programs like ours that engage youth with real people that have been there and done that, people that have gifts and talents to share with them, and people that have overcome their own battles so that they can be a walking inspiration and someone that's given someone that can give them hope, just like someone gave me hope, like my mentors gave me hope growing up, such as yourself, Mike. You gave me hope. You gave me a lot of hope growing up, and being in this community and kind of assessing what I want to be as a hip hop artist. I think hip hop is a international language, and it connects with people. So I figured that I would use my experience as a hip hop artist and musician to combine it with a program that has mentorship in it. So Ascending Flow is really highly focused on that creative outlet and connecting it to life skills and mental wellness. And, you know, it's not just music. It's about healing. You know, it's not just hip hop. It's about community, you know? So
yeah,
I feel like it all goes hand in hand, but it takes people like us to lead the way so that the next generation could lead the way too.
That's what's up, man. Always, you know, laying the groundwork for people to come in behind us and move forward beyond us. It's essential. Big respect for what you're up to. You've been having some big wins lately. Do you want to talk about that at all?
Big what? What'd you say?
Big wins.
Oh, yeah. Big wins in terms of changes? In terms of changes,
access to resources, yeah.
Right. Yeah, there's a... we got a lot of grants in our program. A lot of support from the community, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I've won quite a few grants just for the music stuff, too. Like, I feel like it's accessible, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
We just need the knowledge and the resources and the people to help us get there, you know what I mean? So luckily and thankfully, I've had people that taught me how to write grants and was a winner of the Rex Regional Arts grant for like 3 times in a row, which supported the Big Flip music video this year and last year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I actually won that grant last year, but the COVID pandemic kind of set us back in terms of getting that shot with all the people in it. So this year was time to move, and you know, I wouldn't be able to do it without that support. It costs a lot of money to make a music video like that to get that quality, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So what would you tell up and coming artists in terms of if somebody wanted to make a dope video? I work with a lot of youth who are really talented, but it's sometimes challenging to figure out what information I should prioritize when they have big dreams and they want to be successful artists. Having been somebody who's worked hard at establishing yourself and having the success that you have now, what would you say to a youth who wanted to, say, do a fire music video as one of their first statements to the public?
I think one of the most important things is to understand how to use Google Sheets. Once you understand how to do that and like budget and navigate that program, and it doesn't have to be Google Sheets, it could be any type of way to keep a budget and have a goal and discipline yourself to get to that goal, whatever that financial goal is. I think that helps out a lot, just to keep it organized. And also, another thing is tap into the resources in the community. If you know somebody that is making moves and already done it and is doing it in a good way, try to sit down with them and listen to their advice and take what applies to you and, you know, throw away what doesn't, you know what I mean? So just like TikTok videos and Instagram and all these waves, they've all been done before. They've just been remixed. So in the same way, you know, you can meet up with somebody in your community and remix what they're doing.
What's the biggest challenge you faced in terms of staying inspired and staying motivated?
The biggest challenge? My biggest challenge is time management.
Mm.
So I feel like if I had enough time, I'd lose inspiration. But I feel like I'm always inspired to sit down and write, just because, you know, I'm a new father.
Congrats.
Run a program. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Long time coming. And then also, you know, just running a program and trying to balance the time. I just can't wait to write, you know.
Mm.
I can't wait to let it out. There's so much built up in me.
Mm.
So I've been there before, where I've been like, I didn't have a lot to do and I was looking for inspiration. So I relate to that. And the ways that I navigated that is by putting myself in situations where or going after new experiences, kicking it with new people, you know, trying something out that I've never done before. And also giving back to, if you apply yourself to give back to your community, whether it's a kid coming out of lockup or someone who's homeless or whatever, someone who's going through a harder time than you, it gives you perspective and kind of keeps you humble, you know?
Wow.
So I think that's one of the biggest things that inspires me continually if I lose inspiration.
Well, I appreciate you making time to talk to us, man. It's been good to share your music and to hear your, I guess, your perspective, you know, on what you do and how it gets done. So I appreciate you, man. When's the next time we could see you live in the community?
And live in the community. I think I'm doing a show. I just got the call, actually, November 10th with Stevie Stone and my boy Wasla. He's one of my best friends from RLM, Realism, Real Life Music. So I might get on. I'm just doing a little, just hopping on stage with him for a song. But a time that you can actually see. Oh, actually, I got a couple shows coming up. I'm tripping. This Saturday, you can see me at the Breathe building with my Filipino community. We're gonna be performing Big Flip, and I'll be with my pares, Taryn, Jared the Barber, and Swiggle Mandela. And then Sunday, I'm gonna be at the Atlantis Lounge off Mississippi at Swiggle Show performing Big Flip too. So those are the two most recent shows. And if you're really trying to turn up, it's Halloween is going down with DJ Swamp.
Wow, okay.
You can get that info off my Instagram. Just search up Tony Lamar Field and add me on there, and it's going to be good.
That's what's up, Talilo. You have a good night, and hopefully everything will go as planned. Much success to you, bro.
Thank you, brother. Likewise. Much love.
Thank you. Peace. So, yeah, you just heard from Talilo Marfil, and there's so many artists in the town that I'm connected to, and Culture Emotion is a hub for that. The global impact, global awareness, the global presence of hip-hop music is something that, you know, initially in my development and my career, I trace back to Africa, the continent of Africa, the cultures of Africa, more so than the continent, the cultures, the people. There are different ethnicities, different tribal groups, different languages and mother tongues all across the continent, you know. Before the current boundaries were imposed by European colonial powers who divided the continent based upon resource extraction, exploitation of people and natural resources, Africa had its own boundaries for different ethnic groups that had different empires and areas in which, you know, they lived in harmony. And if there was conflict, they worked it out without the influence of the West. Some of that history has produced a lot of cultural expression that has survived in traditions of rhythm and movement and song. And I got to know an artist by the name of Face King when I was working with a master drummer from the West African country of Ghana, whose mother tongue was the Ga language. There are a number of languages. Akan is one, I believe, that are spoken in Ghana, West Africa. And Obo Addy, rest in power, the late great Obo Addy, invited me to collaborate with him and co-produce a project called Diatribe, that was named by another co-producer of the project, Alan AJ Wan. What's up, Wan? Shout out to him. He's down in LA now. The Obo Addy Legacy Project was the leadership of Obo Addy, but included a lot of community collaboration. Various artists from diverse backgrounds. But the central aspect was Ghanaian music and dance, Ghanaian percussion. Obo had a vision that he wanted to do a musical performance production that included Ghanaian dance and drew a bridge between traditional West African cultural expression and music and movement and percussion and hip-hop culture here in the United States. He could see that hip-hop music was a black cultural art form, even though it's had global influence and global contribution and global impact. He could see the African origins of the rhythmic movement and oral traditions, the movement of the B-boys and the B-girls being reminiscent of African dance, directly linked to African dance, the oral tradition of the MC being linked to that of the griot, and the rhythm, the beat that the B-boy and the B-girl were dancing to, that the MC rapped over, that was in the music that was sampled to create the original rhythmic platform for rappers to rap, was often jazz, was often Afro-Latin music, with various forms of rock that were rhythm-based musical forms. So he saw those connections, and he included me in helping to produce this show. One of the dancers, who was also from Ghana, was Bernard, aka Okuli, aka Face King. And I got to know him first as a dancer and a performer and a live percussion player as a member of the Diatribe cast. He's been doing his thing for some time now. I met Okuli about 15 years ago, and he's still continuing to perform, write, produce, release music. And he goes by Face King. He's going to be performing tomorrow night. That's right, y'all. Anybody that is out in the community in Northeast, the historically black community in Northeast Portland, there is a venue called Alberta Abbey on 126 Northeast Alberta Street, Portland, Oregon. Face King will be performing there. So right now, I want to share some of Face King's music. We're going to listen to two of his songs back to back. First, we're going to listen to Number One. Face King has featured Anime Veli on this song, along with himself. And then after that, we're going to listen to I Can't Sleep. This term, world music, global fusion music, this is the music that is actually, some would argue, replacing hip-hop as the most dominant musical genre on the planet Earth. It takes elements of hip-hop, but it relies more heavily on traditional Afro rhythms, Afro-pop, and popular African music. So let's check out Face King right now. This is Number One, and then after that, we'll listen to I Can't Sleep.
What you want from me? Tell me what you want from me. Gucci and Gabbani, Gucci and Gabbani. I wanna take you to my motherland. I wanna take you wonderland. Gucci and Gabbani, Gucci and Gabbani. You are my number one, not me number two. You are my number one, not me number two. You are my number one, not me number two. You are my number one. You are my number one. You are my number one, no me number two. You are my number one, no me number two. You are my number one. You are my number one, no me number two. You are my number one, no me number two. You are my number one, no me number two. You are my number one. You are my number one, no me number two. You are my number one, no me number two. You are my number one, no me number two. You are my number one.
I said, please tell me you're single. I need a number one in my life.
My life.
We taking flights back to Ghana. We need the baddest queens, and then you know they gon' die for me. Yeah. Meet you on a ring on her finger, cause she know that she's into the icy things. Yeah. If it ain't about a dollar, then she ain't finna holler, cause she's into designer things. Yeah.
She want my number one, not me number two. She want my number one, not me number two. She want my number one.
So that was Face King. We're gonna listen to a couple of songs, but I think we're gonna actually transition into some other music We had a couple technical issues. Face King is going to be performing live Thursday, October 20th at the Alberta Abbey, 126 Northeast Alberta Street, Portland, Oregon. That show is at 8 p.m. And we were listening to Opium Sabah earlier. He's a producer and collaborator on the Take the Power Back album. We were listening to Talilo Marfil. We heard his track Bolo. And we were listening to Libretto, Black Excellence. All these artists, you know, have relationships in the town in Portland. Opium's living in San Francisco, but everybody else is living here. People have lived and traveled, and they're not just local artists. These artists have a global impact. So it's an honor to share their work. November 4th is the record release for Take the Power Back, and I think we're gonna go out listening to a couple of songs. We're gonna play Just a Renter, and if we have time, we'll play Gather Round.
If I say I'm broke, not one red cent. It's no joke, no home, no food and no rent. When you say you're broke, you're really not. You call the cops and people like me get shot. I say I'm broke, it's pocket lint. Garner's wages, overdraft charges, every dollar spent. You looking down your nose like you think I don't belong. You call the police on us just for playing a song. Cost of living skyrockets, the prices are rising. Whether it's Clinton, Obama, Trump or Biden, first and last. A damaged deposit to compensate. They got me growing pot in my closet. They legalize it, and it's not surprising. My little operation is not so enterprising. I'm paying restitution for a previous charge, and we don't have a garage, no, not even a yard. Slipped in the parking lot on the black ice in the fog. Had to give up my cat, and someone's keeping my dog.
I'm just a renter. This ain't my town. Might as well just burn it down. I care.
I'm just a tenant eating microwave dinner. I'm no competition for the money they're spending. I'm eating less, so you think I'd be thinner. These cheap carbohydrates keep on making me bigger. Diabetes, gout, hypertension. They want me out, I got my notice for eviction. I can't buy a house over for where I'm living. My rent has more than doubled since last December.
I'm just a renter, this ain't my town. Might as well just burn it down. I care.
Nice family relocated from Miami. They bought the building, now I had to move. I had a white Camry with a busted tranny. Now I gotta leave and there's nothing I can do. You can talk about crime, but what is crime? Not a bank on earth that'll loan me a dime. I work three jobs, so you know I'm on a grind. Organized for tenants' rights, I think it's about time.
I'm just a renter, this ain't my town. Might as well just burn it down. I care.
There's nothing I can do
for all I care.
There's nothing I can do
for all I care.
So that was Just a Renter, David Robix, myself, Mike Crenshaw. Take the Power Back is the album. That's going to be released November 4th. Jack London Review, Night of Hip Hop, genre bending, world music. Again, building that bridge. You have been tuned in to Culture in Motion We're here with you once a month on that third Wednesday from 7 to 8. And it's been great talking to you. And yeah, check out the music that you've been listening to tonight from Talilo Marfil, Libretto, Opium Sabah, myself. David Rovix was singing on that song as well. That Take the Power Back being a collaboration primarily between David Rovix and myself. Shiver is a live band. A lot of the members of Shiver played on the songs along with Rovix and other musicians. So we're going to be playing this music live that night. And what you're hearing there is you're hearing a combination of hip hop and folk. You're hearing some live strings, live bass cello. It was a joy making the album. Yeah, recorded with Billy out there in the Big Red Barn out in Corbett. And looking forward to performing that music live for the people. Check out the work, you know, on the socials at Mike Crenshaw, MICCRENSHAW. And I'm going to continue doing the work I do. Continue to tune in. Become a member of KBOO. You know, get online, go to KBOO.FM. Look for the donate button and get your membership in order. Support this kind of programming that's community radio by the people, for the people. I feel like hearing a little bit of Coltrane. I'm going to say goodnight to y'all. And keep it pushing. Thank you for tuning in to Culture in Motion. I'm Mike Crenshaw. Peace.
You are tuned in to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM and streaming on the web at kboo.fm.